This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our great military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start the segment out with this comment from CENTCOM.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lieutenant General Joseph Guastella, Commander of the U.S. Air Force's Central Command. I'm prepared to give a statement, but I won't be answering questions at this time. A U.S. Navy RQ-4 was flying over the Gulf of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz on a recent surveillance mission in international airspace in the vicinity of recent IRGC maritime attacks when it was shot down by an IRGC surface-to-air missile fired from a location in the vicinity of Goruk, Iran. This was an unprovoked attack on a U.S. surveillance asset that had not violated Iranian airspace at any time during its mission. This attack is an attempt to disrupt our ability to monitor the area following recent threats to international shipping and the free flow of commerce. Iranian reports that this aircraft was shot down over Iran are categorically false. The aircraft was over the Strait of Hormuz and fell into international waters. At the time of the intercept, the RQ-4 was operating at high altitude, approximately 34 kilometers from the nearest point of land on the Iranian coast. This dangerous and escalatory attack was irresponsible and occurred in the vicinity of established air corridors between Dubai, UAE, and Muscat, Oman, possibly endangering innocent civilians. Thank you.
Now, that was General Guastella over there at CENTCOM and in the area giving his report. Since then, several comments have come in, and I've got one I'm going to read you from one of our listeners. This is Jeff, and Jeff is saying, how did they not know that were they thinking they were, because of the size of the target, were they thinking that they were shooting down a B-52, or what if that had been a passenger jet? they didn't. Go ahead.
We don't know specifically at what altitude at the time that drone was flying, because it does have a significant altitude ability.
Mm-hmm.
Iran has got some very stout, robust technologies, and we can't underestimate that. Their surface-to-air missiles are actually built in-country,
mm-hmm.
But their defense batteries are coming, I think, from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
From the defense battery standpoint, they can determine that it was a drone. Now, the bigger question is, we will try very hard to recover $140 million for the drone.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be a little difficult because they don't have a lot of money in their coffers, although they do have some.
Mm-hmm.
I estimate I think they only have about $70 billion left. I don't think you can really run a country on $70 billion.
But, mm-hmm.
We have the abilities to seize some accounts if we need to recover. And we will recover our money
mm-hmm.
for the drone. Now, he mentioned the surface-to-air missile came from the region called Garok. I actually think that he's right. Of course, he's more right than for sure. I think the battery was just a little bit north of that, from what I can tell. I've been on Google Earth for several hours. There's not a lot around there that you could necessarily. It would take an awful lot to. I mean, there is a mobile missile battery, so it would take an awful lot to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to drive a long way to move it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you can necessarily hide it. There's just kind of like nothing there. But we have an interesting location just north of that, not very far, called Ziyarat. And I have a feeling that is necessarily where it may have been moved to.
Mm-hmm.
It's got quite a harbor, if you will, a protected harbor with a fairly sizable concrete wall around it, too, in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I would suggest that there's some other things that had to have come in very late, somewhere building up to the 7:30 decision by the White House to abort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I am thinking of a couple of things. Some communication may have come in from Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
Some communication may have come in from Israel. Some
yep.
communication may have come in from the Emiratis
yep.
or the Saudis.
Yep. That all makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Hold on. All right. That all makes perfect sense. And, again, we'll talk about that and get into some other things when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. And a special shout-out and a welcome to all the SOCOM 2019 Warrior Game participants that are here for the week. I'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's the USCCA. Now, you can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that logo link that's right there. And, oh, by the way, don't forget that you get a chance to win a free gun a day every day. It changes at midnight as to what the next gun the next day will be. And then take a look at the three options they have for becoming a member. And whether it's the A option, the B option, or the C option, guess what? You get $474 worth of free stuff, including some pretty neat gear from the USCCA and the award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, because I will tell you that it's definitely something you need to check into. I am a member, and you should be too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
A couple of questions have come in, one from Al, who's up in Nebraska, and the other one from Van, who says that he's in Minneapolis. It's pretty much the same question. Does this mean that nothing will be done if something were to happen?
No. And in fact, it was kind of interesting because several of the Democrats that were invited over to the White House Situation Room yesterday afternoon, when they came out, they all pretty much agreed that there had to be some kind of a response. They used a lot of words, you know, not to give Trump any credit, but nonetheless, mm-hmm. They all said there had to be some kind of a response. The big fight, however, is over whether there needs to be an AUMF or not. And most agree that there does need to be an AUMF. Technically, there doesn't have to be if it is a short, limited strike response.
Like Libya was.
Well, no, that isn't, that wasn't so short. But anyway, what's at issue here is a wider look at Iran itself. I mean, just to respond because they, you know, just shot down a drone is one thing. I mean, that can be, you know, a 90-minute operation and we're in and we're out. But Iran can never be trusted. And we obviously have so many reasons to, you know, going all the way back to the Marine barracks. And so, and they lie just as much as Russia does, if not more. So as a consequence, we also have to remember Iraq in the whole equation. It was a month or so ago that Pompeo was going to go meet with Merkel. He canceled that trip because of some things that were building and immediately went to Iraq. And we have to remember that whole component because, you know, Iran can tell us one thing and we can see one thing in communications and intelligence, but then there can be some other things going on. And we have to make sure that our interests and our personnel are safe in Iraq.
You bet.
Now, the other component in all of this are the Houthis. Because they're continuing to use Iranian-supplied missiles, and they're lobbing them into Saudi Arabia.
Did they not take out a power plant yesterday?
Yeah, that was two nights in a row. They had they hit the town that Exxon has a facility in, and they hit the essentially the sleeping quarters. But they were in the middle of evacuation because they got the word that this was happening. So I don't think only three people were slightly injured. And then the following night they did it again. And previously to that they've been doing, you know, hitting the airports and whatnot. So that is a big consideration in all of this. Now one more item. And this is an item that I have to throw out there, or I'm kind of responsible for throwing it out there, and that is the cyber jockeys.
Yeah.
We have the abilities, and I think we're ready. All we'd have to do is push the enter key, to kind of bring Tehran absolutely beyond its knees, in the cyber realm. So if they want to practice, you know, militant operations against the United States by taking out a drone, then we have some other things that we can do that don't even require launching a couple of pieces of ordnance on some key targets.
Well, yeah, you can tie their whole country up and just shut it down.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Go to her website, sign up for all the different articles that she writes. Now, there is some other news that happened yesterday, a shocking admission of guilt by a compadre of Navy Chief Petty Officer SEAL
He was a medic.
Okay, Eddie Gallagher, that Eddie Gallagher was not the one who killed the ISIS prisoner. It was this medic came out and said, no, I did it. Now, the thing of it is this medic was given, immunity.
Yes.
So anything he said, he cannot be held responsible for. But
yeah, he was a government witness.
Yeah, and he took the responsibility for the death of the individual. So the chief, I would think they'd be throwing that case out, but I guess the judge said...
They're going to go to trial
or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to continue. But I think when all is said and done, you know, it's a very convoluted case because you got some SEALs that are against each other in this whole mix.
Yep.
You know, you've got the fact that there was an intrusion into the email, so they were being stolen, you will. By Gallagher's communications. So there's a lot that is necessarily happening here, but the case is going forward. At some point, there may be something else that comes up that the judge will just, you know, finally throw this whole thing out. I don't know. But, they did admit, the medic did admit that Gallagher stabbed this cat in the neck twice. He was on oxygen or some kind of breathing apparatus, of which the medic, he said he put his finger over to essentially asphyxiate him.
Correct.
He was gonna, the medic said he was going to die anyway. He was just kind of putting him out of his misery. And he was given immunity for his testimony. So that kind of blew all kinds of things up yesterday.
Yeah, now the reason this is so important here in our backyard is because Eddie Gallagher was the chief petty officer in charge of the mission that Aaron Vaughn was on. That's Karen and Karen Vaughn's son, Extortion 17, and that's where the interest lies here, especially in our state.
Okay.
Yep, so that's why there's been so much attention paid, and they all knew, you know, the reports were coming in that he was being railroaded, and the truth wasn't really the truth. Plus, by the way, there's an officer involved in this case who I think was brought up on his own charges for wearing ribbons or medals that he wasn't entitled to wear.
I think I heard a little bit about
that. Yeah, that all
I never...
Yeah.
I didn't validate it, but I did.
Yeah, well, it was validated, believe me, and they got, he was removed from everything altogether. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, so, gosh, what are you going to write about today?
Well, the other thing that I think is very important is this Supreme Court decision yesterday to leave the World War I.
Yes.
The other piece is the Ninth Circuit.
Yep.
Approved federal funds being terminated to Planned Parenthood.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Which was a surprise, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I haven't read that entire decision for obvious reasons. Several other things were in the pipeline. But I think that the, you know, some interesting things, you know, really happened yesterday. You know, that necessarily otherwise would have gotten lost. So,
well, I'm just going to read the basic synopsis here. It says a federal appeals court yesterday said the new Trump administration rules restricting the use of federal dollars for abortion can take effect while the government appeals decisions that originally blocked them. This coming from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So that's the decision that you're talking about.
Correct. And it's not a permanent thing,
no.
But at least it suspends those monies.
And by the way, not to leave out good old Judge Roy Moore, but he's back in the mix in Alabama running for the U.S. Senate seat that he got defeated from back a couple years ago, right?
Yeah.
All righty. We'll talk to you in the weekend show.
All right, thank you.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Run right over there. Find out all the different things she writes about. Sign up for her newsletters and whatnot. And we'll have her on again on the weekend show. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Coming back with our next military and veterans news segment. We'll give you some new information about Iran again that's just come out. That's a developing and breaking story. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Iran made a big mistake.
President Trump at the White House reacting to the growing escalation between Iran and the U.S.
The latest incident, the military in Iran shooting down a U.S. surveillance drone, claiming it was in its airspace.
This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
President Trump meeting with U.S. military leaders and members of Congress, then telling reporters,
I find it hard to believe it was intentional, if you want to know the truth. I think that it could have been somebody who was loose and stupid that did it.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 249 points to close at 26,753, the NASDAQ up 64, and the S&P 500 up almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy is located, one of the campuses, right here in Clearwater, Florida. Keep in mind that they also have a second one, which is up in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston. And the National Aviation Academy is a place where right now we understand that more and more people getting out of high school are not just jumping on the bandwagon to go to college, because if you go to a liberal arts college, that's not going to do you much good, because what you wind up with there is a degree that's not really going to get you a job. Now, think about this also when you talk about going to colleges and doing different things. You can go to a trade school like National Aviation Academy, and you can go there and come out with a fantastic job paying you $50,000 or $60,000 a year, which in most cases is a lot more than you're going to get coming out of college. And by the way, you get a chance to let your fingers do the walk into the yellow pages, if you get my drift here. In other words, it's all up to you. It's all up to the individual and what you can do to keep your pay at the top of its level as a certified aviation maintenance tech. So check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Now, we've got a little bit more information on Iran here. Obviously, we had a mission underway last night, which was called back sometime between roughly 7 and 7:30. We did have some planes in the air that were moving. We did have some ships that had been put in position to do what needed to be done. And we were going after what appeared to be targets of opportunity, which would have been radar and missile batteries. Not sure about, because I've had a lot of questions saying, well, Lindsey Graham said something about going after an oil refinery. Yes, he did. But that wasn't listed as what one of the targets might happen to have been. However, the mission was called off because of some sort of information that had been received either from an outside source like Israel or the United Arab Emirates. It might have been communication coming through Switzerland, as Denise Simon just said, about Iran was saying, well, look, we really want to talk, and we're going to stop enriching Iran. It might have been something really dramatic to get the United States to stand down. Now, if they were schnookered, does it mean we'll do it again? Maybe. But we need another provocation, I guess, from Iran to be able to respond and not just do this because of something they did a couple of days ago. Now, my question is, and my question to the audience is, this aircraft was flying probably at a high altitude. It was the size of a 737 jetliner, wingspan, and it was a good-sized plane. How did Iran not think that they could have possibly been taking down something other than a drone flying that high? Did they think they were shooting at a B-52? Because there were actually two drones that were up there. Because the pictures that we got, the video we got of our drone being blown out of the sky, came from the second drone that was in the area. It showed the missile being launched from the ground, and it showed the missile striking our drone, our full-size drone. So how did Iran know that they were taking down a drone? I'll bet they... No, this is just me talking. I'll bet they may have thought they were taking down one of our B-52s flying at high altitude. And if that had happened, there would have been deaths for sure. And then where would we have been? Think we would have been standing down? I think not. And again, what we could be looking at here is another tanker war incident similar to what happened in the 80s with Ronald Reagan. Because what they did, the United States, was they took every tanker that was in the Gulf of Oman and flagged them with American flags. They made them American flagged vessels, which means if you attack one, you've attacked the United States. And they actually did sink one tanker. But we came back and responded when their gunboats challenged us by blowing their gunboats out of the water, basically shutting down their navy, what they had of it at that time, and destroying an Iranian gunboat base, plus taking out four of their oil rigs, four of their offshore oil rigs, and a couple of their SAM missile sites, too. That's what we did with Ronald Reagan. Now, what's going to happen this next time around? Nobody knows. And I'm not going to speculate on that because there's too many different ways that this could go. But certainly it's going to be watched. Iran is saying that they're going to go to the United Nations and file a complaint about the United States entering their airspace, and we'll just see where that goes. Now, the Army is announcing that one of their Army recruiters, who was given a Silver Star, will be upgraded to the second highest valor medal, the Distinguished Service Cross, and the second highest combat award a soldier can receive following a Pentagon review of his citation. And that's a good thing. We'll have more on that as we find out the information. In addition, a construction executive from Tennessee who was paid at least $436,000 in kickbacks in a scheme involving multi-million dollar contracts at two Georgia military bases, according to court filings by a federal prosecutor, is in big trouble right now. We'll let you know more about that as we find out. And the Navy's next large surface combatant will probably look more like the futuristic Zumwalt class of guided missile destroyers than the fleet's current workhorse class of Arleigh Burke destroyers. You'll start to see that with some of the new ships that'll be coming out. Also, the U.S. Navy will christen a new guided missile destroyer, the Daniel Inouye, in honor of the former Hawaii senator, as it goes into the Navy's fleet. And the Marines own the night now with a brand new night vision technology, which will help our Marines dominate the dark and see in places where they haven't been able to see before. Now, to regain dominance over the night, the U.S. military is looking at a slew of options for the new unrealistic and ultra-realistic virtual trainer. The upgraded night vision devices and technology, they're using it to free play exercises where troops are pitted against near-peer allied forces wearing average night vision gear, and we're wearing night gear that will actually let us look around corners, is what I've been told by one person with knowledge of the situation. And we'll see how that all goes. By the way, the Coast Guard staged a massive rescue exercise in the waters of the Potomac River off Washington, D.C. The training objectives included establishing an incident command post to control the response, observing and evaluating rescue preparedness, assessing participants' ability to be able to function together, as this also involves civilian agencies responding with them, and validating communications procedures and protocols, something that is supposed to be done on a very frequent basis. By the way, mass casualty drills, which is what we used to call them in the fire service, are supposed to be held at least once per year. Remember the situation down there at Parkland High School? It had been at least 5 years. 5 years since they had conducted a mass casualty drill down in Parkland. Another violation of procedure and protocols. Now, I'm going to wrap up the Military and Veterans News segment by saying, again, we're welcoming all of the warriors here, the wounded warriors coming in for the Warrior Games in Tampa for the next week. They'll be here through the 30th. You get an opportunity to come out and see the games. They're free. It doesn't cost anything to get there to see them. A lot of events are going on at the Tampa Convention Center downtown in Tampa. Some of the track and field events going on, of course, out there at USF, up off Fowler, the track that's there. And some events going on at MacDill Air Force Base, a cycling race down there, shooting, and the swimming at the University of Tampa pool. So if you get a chance, great opportunity for the kids to see what it's all about and watch a great group of young men and women who, even though they've been injured and wounded and maybe they've lost an arm, a leg, or whatever, they're still out there doing their very, very best. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, in this portion of the show, my conversations with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our very good friends over there at the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Let me tell you something. The new hidden gem in Bradenton is inside the Mixon Fruit Farm store called the Mixon's Groveside Cafe. They got a lot of stuff in there, all homemade. Food is great. I've been in there. I've had everything on the menu now, and I'm not exaggerating. I've had everything on the menu, and it's all good. And by the way, when you get done having one of their amazing lunches, don't forget, you got to have room for dessert with the orange swirl ice cream, too. Now, that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Visit them today. They're at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. For all you tourists that are down here, yep, they're in the Florida Tourist Guide you're walking around with. You see Bradenton, you'll see it at Mixon's Fruit Farm. But inside the store that you'll be looking at, they've got the Groveside Cafe. Check them out. You'll be glad you did. Great sandwiches, great food, great lunches. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I'm going to read you this statement, and then we'll talk about it. The president had initially approved attacks on a handful of Iranian targets, to include radar and missile batteries. The operation was underway, but in its early stages when it was called off. Planes were in the air, ships were in position, but no missiles had been fired when word came to stand down. United States Central Command confirmed in a statement that the United States Navy drone was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile, including video from another drone that was trailing it that showed the missile being launched and the missile striking the target, knocking it into the Straits of Hormuz. While operating in international airspace over the Straits of Hormuz at approximately 11:35 p.m. GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, on June 19, 2019. U.S. CENTCOM further noted Iranian regime reported that the drone was over Iranian airspace, which is false, and deceptive propaganda was not true. Now, the operational strikes were recommended by U.S. CENTCOM and the Pentagon and were among the options presented to national security senior administration officials that the president signed off on. This is a breaking story. There'll be more information, and this came about 2 hours ago from CENTCOM. So what do you think?
I'm glad that we're not in any shooting wars. Well, another shooting war at this point in time. I really am. I don't think that that's the best course of action right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, amongst all of this, the Houthis have been active. They've been firing rockets and or missiles. This time a missile took out a power plant at one of the United States, I believe it was Exxon, an oil camp that they had there. They actually struck the living quarters with one of their missiles. No one was in it. They had been evacuated, thank God, because they knew it was coming. So they got lucky there. Nobody was killed. There were three slightly injured. But they did knock out the power plant that was there and knocked out the power for all those oil platforms that were there in that area.
The whole Houthi situation, again, that's obviously they're funded, by Iran. We're talking about there's been a lot of stories about open air, markets there in Yemen where you can buy basically any type of military equipment that you want, because it's just hitting black markets. This is more of a Saudi problem than it is a problem for us, but we end up getting dragged into these various different things, and there's been a lot of atrocities in this continuing battle between both these sides. The whole region, you try to understand the region, you try to understand these various different sects and cultures, Shiite and Sunni, and it always seems to me like we're getting ourselves in a circular firing squad, and that's not a good place to be in.
Well, it's a war of 2,000 years or more?
At least, the funny thing is that we forget that oftentimes we're siding with the Sunni side, at least we are right now in many respects, and those are the ones that's Al Qaeda, that's ISIS,
mm-hmm.
as well. We're finding ourselves now, like in Syria, for example, fighting alongside the Al Qaeda types to go against the Assad.
Yep.
It makes no sense. You try to wrap your arms around this. You're like, what? We're fighting alongside Al Qaeda? I thought that they were our enemy. Well, I guess they are in some parts, but I guess there are buddies in other parts. It's very confusing.
Yeah, and you're right. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, you probably saw that the Supreme Court upheld the cross that was in Maryland on public land that they were trying to have removed because it bothered somebody, but it was a 40-foot tall cross on public land, and the Supreme Court ruled that this World War One monument, which is what this was, a monument, memorial, could stand where it was at.
Yeah, I don't understand. For the life of me, I don't understand why people get so bent out of shape when they see things like this. I really don't. It's kind of sad. You got that much time on your hands to get aggravated over something like this, something that has been there since World War One. I looked into the case a little bit yesterday and saw kind of how people came down, and they said just because it's a cross doesn't mean it's become almost like something that is secular rather than religious. I guess it can mean different things to different people. Correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but we have a lot of military awards that are in the shape of a cross, do we not?
We sure do.
Yeah, so
Distinguished Service Cross, for example.
Yeah, so I mean, they were, you know, some of the people in the majority opinion. I think it came down 7-2 on the Supreme Court. I think it was Sotomayor and what's her name there? The other one there, the really old lady.
Ginsburg.
Yeah, Ginsburg. Oh my lord! Right, yeah. This morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the ones that dissented in that opinion.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that happened, the Ninth Circuit Court, of all courts, the Ninth Circuit Court ruled in favor of the Trump administration's abortion rules. The federal appeals court said that the new Trump administration rules restricting the use of federal dollars for abortion could take effect while the government appeals decisions that had blocked them in other courts.
Yeah, I don't understand why it's such a big deal and why federal dollars have to go to this. We've seen a lot of interesting things as of late, Matt, with decisions, not just in courts, but also in state governments. I'm sure you heard about how various different clerks here in the state of New York are refusing to abide by the new law signed in by Andrew Cuomo.
I did.
Allowing illegals to have driver's licenses, and they just said, we're not going to do this. The local county clerks are, mm-hmm. we're not going to allow this to happen because mm-hmm. this is going to go against federal law.
It is.
For the life of me, I understand states' rights, understand, people for abortion, against abortion, but in a controversial procedure like that, I don't understand why your fellow taxpayers should have to chip in.
Now, a Kansas man and a Pennsylvania woman died suddenly in the Dominican Republic, again, bringing the U.S. citizen death toll to 11, with a number of people sick that went down there on a Jimmy Buffett concert-type deal. And this is getting to be ridiculous. What the hell is going on down there?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the booze and getting bad booze. And I don't know, something that, that maybe was watered down with some element or whatever it may be. To save money, I have no idea. All I know is, I've never been on vacation to the Dominican Republic. It is the
don't plan on going, do you?
Not now, no. half the island is Dominican Republic, which is the nice part. The other half is the part that's just a mess, and that's Haiti. I would think that the Dominican Republic and the officials would be all over this as fast as they possibly can to get to the bottom of it, but it doesn't seem like that they're doing that. It seems like it's becoming more and more mm-hmm. of a cover-up, mm-hmm. and that's not going to be good for tourism at all.
Last question. Governor DeSantis, day before yesterday, signed the Sanctuary Cities and Sanctuary State Bill. There is no such thing in Florida, nor can there be. About time. We did have some of that going on here, but it's not going to go on anymore.
I hear you, Matt, but let's not be nonsensical. We know that Florida is one of the largest states in the country that has illegals.
They do.
We all know what goes on in the middle of the state and all the agricultural areas and farms and who works these farms, and they just take a drive across. So
yep.
You can say all that, but it doesn't really gotten much done.
Yep. All righty, we'll talk to you on Monday. Hope you have a great weekend, and stay low.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. We're going to go to a break, top of the hour news break, and we'll be back after the top of the hour news with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the Underground USA podcast, and we will be talking to him about what's just transpired with Iran, and we'll let him know the information that we found out about, and then go from there. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.